I've been up quite a while, but I didn't have to talk to anybody, so I didn't realize how bad my throat was. How many people saw, was it last night or the night before? It was last night. The excerpts from the new film about Jesus. Wasn't that beautiful? And did you notice the conversation? That was mostly Hannity. But just talking. Jesus, the Son of God, we have to pray. You know, it was just like there was no media bias, you know. It was quite amazing. So certainly make plans, I would say, to see the film. I don't know if it's around here yet. No? Yes.
It opens on Friday.
I can't hear you.
It opens on Friday.
Where?
28th. I don't know.
Oh, I see. It hasn't opened yet. Well, one of the most amazing things about it was that the man and wife who put it together, and if I understood correctly, the wife played Mary in the film. And they talked about Jesus just like we do. I mean, there wasn't any hesitancy about who he is. Did you see that? It was amazing. Who he is, who God is. And I think a lot of it was due to Hannity telling them, just be free, you know, speak. But it was quite remarkable. And then they showed us excerpts from the film. And it's certainly the best preaching of the gospel that's been done by the media ever. And the people who were the director and producer, I guess, and his wife who played Mary, were very simple, good people. And the conversation, you'd never know you were on an American TV. I mean, the way they talked about Jesus, the way they just talked about him. You know, it wasn't... it was quite amazing, really. And Hannity was a practicing Catholic himself and bragged about being an altar boy when he was younger last night on the film. So, anyways, one of the most encouraging things, and it comes as a mercy right now, not only to this country, but to the whole world. So, the point that I wanted to tell you about it anyway, but you'll all hear about it and you'll go, I'm going to go for sure, is because this text about Peter is another humanity text. I just talked about this the other day. When the Lord decided that the church should be one, he had them draw up a large constitution and everybody sign it, right? No. You put a human being in charge of the whole thing. You can argue with a human being. You can't argue with a document. And you could want to serve. And so that the heart of unity is a human being. First, Jesus himself, who's more than human, but he's a human being. And his vicar, the one who takes his place on earth, another human being. And with all the anti-Catholic or whatever going on, everybody's very interested to see who the next pope is going to be, you know, when there's an election. And it's human. Why is it human? Plenty of reasons, but one, you can argue with a human being. You can't argue with a document. You can argue, and I can argue, about the meaning of the document, but it's a document. No, the unity of the church is based first, of course, on Jesus, but then on his vicar, a human being. You could say to this Pope, Francis, you dope, you don't get it. You wouldn't get excommunicated. There's such a, and I watched that last night, they were on the what do you call that show? you know, the Channel 5 news at 10 or whatever it is. And the last part was Hannity's part. And it was so beautiful to see the, and the way you would think you were in some sort of, not on a television channel, the way they talked about Jesus, all of them. It was beautiful. And then excerpts, you know, scenes from the movie, which then the director and his wife, the actress who played Mary, discussed. And they talked about Jesus the way we do. Not, I'm sure he was a very good man, and you know, I mean, they talked about him. And I think that's a harbinger of something. And God bless Channel 5 for, you know, having the guts to keep doing this sort of thing. All right. So here, you are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. Was Peter a rock? Even after this, he denied Jesus three times. But the Lord built him, made him. And it's very important to realize, like even in our own community life, we live with other human beings, you may have noticed. And so it's not perfect. And the difference between who we are and who we ought to be is made up with love. It's love that binds the church together. And agreement. And so, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What a power. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. What a, to give to a human being such power. And though we've had lousy popes, this power has kept the Catholic Church in existence as the longest living human institution in the history of the world. We go back, you know, archaeologically, you can see that some of those early kingdoms there in the Middle East, or more around where Iraq and Iran are, that part, lasted a long time, but not more than 2,000 years. The genius of our Lord, the power of the Spirit, so that when we have a man who wants to serve the Lord because he loves him, gets in that job, you see what happens. You know, John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, John Paul the 1st, John Paul the 2nd, and now Francis. It's worth meditating and also worth praying. We're supposed to be holy. And that means paying attention to the Lord and obeying him and putting up with things that cause pain, whether it be physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever, so that we can build this world. There was an atmosphere in that... you've all seen Channel 5's news sometime or other, right? Well, you know how they have that kind of studio thing. They had a whole bunch of people there. Mostly people, what can I say? They all looked like they had something official to do with religion, Christianity. They had a priest there who happened to be a friend of Hannity's, I think, and others, and the whole thing transpired in an environment of humanity. And it was quite beautiful. So that's God's answer to our divisions. If you could want to still see divided after watching that film, boy, there's really something wrong with you. And I don't know. They're very devout, this couple. They spoke about the Lord the way we do, not the way people do on television, being careful, and, you know. It was beautiful. And, of course, so were the excerpts from the film. I was very encouraged, and so when I saw the gospel for today, I said, you see, it has to be human. If we get too many chanceries and too many canon laws and too many, we need all that, you know, some degree. We'll lose the essence. And the same right here in the community. God knows we don't have many laws, and if we do, we don't pay much attention to them. But it's human. If we will let the Lord make us human, we will preach the gospel. And that takes a certain elasticity, right? We can't be too stuck on... We have to be somewhat stuck on rules and stuff, but I mean, it's holiness. And when that the woman... They were both there, the director and his wife, of course. And the way they spoke, I don't know if they're Anglican or Catholic or, you know, who they are. They could.
They're Irish, too. Hmm? They're from Ireland.
Oh, that's grand. I didn't know that. But they did such a great job. And the way, I can't explain... You never hear people talk about Jesus that way on any of the media. They talk like we would talk right now, you know, without... It was... I was very excited about it. How many people don't know Jesus? And they get a chance to see him in a movie, if you know what I mean. And it's a beautiful job. But the reason I was glad to have the occasion to tell you all that, but it's because of this text. You are Peter, son of John, and I'm going to put you at the charge of my whole church. And you're going to have successors until I come back. And I will make sure that no matter how messed up they are, they can never teach falsehood officially. I'll strike them dead if they try. The positive end of that is infallibility, which is an incredible charism, huh? Taken for granted in a vague way and then defined at Vatican I. Can you imagine making a human being infallible? Not in everything, like who's going to win the ball game this afternoon? I mean, he's not infallible there. But when it comes to the realities of God and Jesus and how God wants us to live, if he says it, it's infallible. Now, he usually says, I'm teaching now in my official capacity. So everybody knows, whoop. Last time anybody did that was Paul. Was it Paul? Yeah. On women priests. He said, I'm now speaking from the fullness of my apostolic authority. Women are not to be priests.
John Paul
II. I can't hear you.
That was John Paul II.
JP II, that was. I don't, was it really? Good. Anyway. Enough of my sermon, if that's what it was. And but I would encourage you, I think it's going to go in the theaters soon now, that film. And Hannity, putting it on there last night with those two lovely people, it shows you, isn't it? If we will let the Lord change us, get rid of our arrogance and our pride and our small-mindedness and our selfishness, Christ can shine through us.